Ohio State, Michigan, Red Sox, Yankees, Duke, North Carolina. The U.S. is rife with rivalries in football, baseball, and basketball. And according to Richard Fitzpatrick, none of them can approach the rivalry established over the past century between the two most accomplished soccer teams in Spain, FC Barcelona and Real Madrid. Richard Fitzpatrick is the author of a new book titled El Clásico, and he joins me from Dublin. Welcome to Only a Game.
Hello, Bill.
Real Madrid was identified with Francisco Franco in 1936, and during the Spanish Civil War, FC Barcelona was certainly identified with Franco's opposition. Tell me a little bit about how the football club in Barcelona became such an emblem of those who wanted and still want their region of the country, Catalonia, to be separate from Spain.
FC Barcelona is quite a rare football club in that it is so politically charged. During the Franco era, which was a kind of 35, 36 year dictatorship right up until the mid 70s, the Catalan language was banned. So the only place where Catalans could kind of express their national sentiment was in this stadium, the Camp Nou, this huge 100,000 seater stadium. So they could speak freely in Catalan there, they could wave their Catalan flags. They could hand out kind of leaflets, they could scrawl graffiti or messages on the stadium without fear of getting caught. So it was this kind of haven for them from the kind of fascist oppression in the state.
Certainly part of the rivalry between Real Madrid and FC Barcelona today stems from the fact that they are by far the two wealthiest clubs in Spain. How did that come to be?
They have just huge global support. I'm Irish and I moved to Spain about just over 3 years ago. One of the most interesting things for me, how globalized their fan base is. If you go to the Camp Nou or to the Bernabeu Stadium, a lot of the people you see there won't be Spanish. You have people from all over the world, from South America and the United States, of course. And so they have a huge kind of global reach.
Speaking of his own job managing Real Madrid, Jose Mourinho has said, and I'm quoting here, "The pressure here is not for everybody. Some go mad." An exaggeration?
Oh, God, no. It's the toughest job in football, managing Real Madrid. Managers in top-flight football, it's a famously precarious existence. All the big clubs will fire managers. The difference with Real Madrid is that they fire them even if they're successful. It's crazy. Like, Jupp Heynckes was fired the night after Real Madrid had won the Champions League in 1998. The club hadn't won it in 32 years. Vicente del Bosque, the manager of Spain, the night after he had won his last league title, he was in a television studio about to do an interview, and journalists told him that he'd just got the sack. The presidents just are merciless, you know.
Barcelona has moved way ahead of Madrid in the domestic league this season, so there's much less suspense than usual there. I wonder, does this make the games they play against each other in tournaments even more fraught with baggage beyond sports than normal?
No, I would say the opposite. I'd say there's more tension if it's very close, more so, again, if there's a lot of controversy off-field, as there has been with Mourinho in the last couple of seasons. They will meet now, for example, in the Copa del Rey at the end of January, probably in the semi-final, a two-legged affair. So for Mourinho, it'll be very important. Like, it will give him a chance to get some silverware and take a bit of pressure off him.
Richard Fitzpatrick is the author of El Clásico, Barcelona v. Real Madrid, football's greatest rivalry. The book is published by Bloomsbury, and the author joined me from Dublin. Richard, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks a million for having me, Bill.